for Build Exact. Register for a free Build Exact demo and get a $50 Dan Murphy's gift card. Head to buildexact.com.au today. Here's Sam Edmund with the latest trade news.
Oh, come on. I'm not listening to that every time I want to talk to Phil Marshall.
Yes. Dramatic? Is that dramatic enough for you?
Trade period is underway, and as I say, good morning to you, Sammy. And I've not looked at this once, but this morning I thought, I better find out who's in the mix here. Gee, I tell you what, I look at the names, and when Pat Lipinski's the one drawing a lot of attention, I'm thinking, you've got slim pickings.
Very good player, Pat Lipinski. Very good player.
Right, I know things will change, but right now, Chera, Dawson, Lipinski, Hewitt, Darren, Kelly, Coleman, Jones, Clark, Petrescu, Seaton, Charles Kruger.
Way to talk it up, Gaz. No, well, as we've said, as we have said for several weeks now, the circumstances are that it's going to be tight for clubs. A lot of clubs are in debt. They've got to take three at the draft. Will it loosen up?
Will there be someone that loosen this thing up?
Some clubs and some list managers think so. So they still hold out, not hope, but some sort of expectation that there'll be a big fish that emerges. History says it happens, so they won't commit to a certain type of player, I guess, unless a big fish emerges. So there's always that chance that another Lachie Neale bobs up. But at the moment, Gary, you're right, it's a bit like the Christmas tree. There's a lot of small little presents under the table.
We need the CI.
No Grange wrapped up under the tree at the moment.
We need the colonic irrigator. That's what we need.
Just to get it flowing.
Just to get a little bit of loosening
up. It's only early.
It is, but the other thing about this...
Who's blocking it up?
Well, nobody's really blocking it up. But we spoke about this last week, Sammy, and that was clubs are still waiting to see what's going to happen with the AFLPA, between the AFLPA and the AFL, to find out exactly where they're going to be. Now, do they renegotiate the collective bargaining agreement for another 3 years, or does the final year of the one they already had negotiated, the sixth year... Is that activated again? Because that changes things
and there's so many hurdles in place to lock against player movement and open it up. So we're going to have a lot that drag on and on and on, like you mentioned, Gary. And some will go in the preseason draft. That's just the way it's going to be this year. The grand finalists will start with them this morning. Aaron Vandenberg hasn't been offered that new contract at Melbourne. And the D's on paper at least remain in the hunt for Adam Chera, but we'll come back to that. The Bulldogs are hunting a ruckman. They've been shopping for quite a while now, but it won't be either of GWS pair Kieran Briggs, who the Giants have contracted and are keen to keep, or Matt Flynn, who is a long way down the path of signing a new one. Jake Riccardi will stay at GWS as well, and Jeremy Finlayson is more chanced to do the same with 2 years to go on his deal, unless Port back up that preliminary interest with something tangible, but they haven't at this stage.
Okay, so just again, my first real eyes on this for the year. Is Peter Laddams not just a lay-down as heir for the Bulldogs?
Well, he is. He's got 1 year remaining on a three-year deal at Port Adelaide. He had a pretty blunt exit meeting that took place about 48 hours after that hugely disappointing preliminary final loss to the Bulldogs. Now, Laddams wants to play ruck and forward rather than forward and ruck, and there was a feeling from him that he was up against it every week and always on the verge of being dropped, and that perhaps the club had never quite got over last year's COVID protocol breach either that involved him and Dan Houston, with Laddams actually copping the three-match ban. But generally speaking, he was happy there. He grew up a Port supporter, 2 minutes from the ground. It's a back-ender deal as well, so he's helped the club out, and he's now been asked to look around as he approaches his payday in the last year of his contract. So that hasn't sat too well, but he's now got his head around moving on, even if the bridges aren't burnt on staying put, should that transpire. I'm just not sure how the Dogs get the deal done, given they've got pick 17 and pick 72. They had to part with a lot of picks last year to match Jamari Ugal-Hagan, and now they've got the son of Luke Darcy, Sam Darcy, coming in as well, who they'll probably get an early bid for as well. But generally, clubs find a way. If a player really wants to get there, if Peter Laddams says, I absolutely want to get to the Bulldogs, generally speaking, clubs find a way.
Bevo can go hot and cold on players. At the moment, he appears to be a little bit cold on Tim English. Do you think he's had his papers marked there at the Bulldogs, or he's only 24 years of age, Tim English?
I don't know. He took a couple of grabs. I heard Kingy yesterday saying that he thinks he's as good as he gets as a ruckman, and he might be right, but he did a couple of things in that grand final where I went, wow. A couple of his big contested marks, and maybe he's not a ruckman. Maybe he's just not a ruckman and can be developed as a forward, but a couple of those marks he took, I don't think you give up on. Now, I saw the two marks, and I always say this. I see a lot of Max Gawn in Tim English. Now, I know Max has gone.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be giving up on Tim English.
What Max had and maybe nobody could see was what he had inside his rib cage at that time. Now, I'm not saying that Tim English can't develop. Yeah. I'm not saying he can't develop that.
I don't know
how
competitive Tim
is. It seems to me right now that that's the big question mark that they have against his name.
Well, he's contracted for next year. He's clearly not going anywhere next year. He has delayed any talk on an extension until well into next year. That's just his strategy from here. The big ones to play out perhaps today, Jordan Clark, Adam Chera could make their intentions clear. Clark weighing up that four-year offer from Fremantle. He has met with the Dockers last week. Common knowledge he didn't see eye to eye with the former Cats defensive coach Matty Scarlett. Clark believes he plays his best footy as a defender. He wasn't allowed to play there. Now, Scarlett's gone, obviously, but the opinion hasn't changed in that the Cats would have liked, ideally, Jordan Clark to develop a harder edge, and he didn't quite fit in with their philosophies down there. So they did hold him to his contract last year when rivals sniffed around. Will the same happen again? He's got another year to go on that contract, and he was due to sit down four meetings with the Cats early this week. Geelong, for their part, they're going to lose Nathan Kruger to Collingwood. You'd think they'd want to safeguard their future here. Jared Brander might come in from West Coast. Daniel Talia might be an option if Lachie Henderson retires, but there's no announcement on that as yet, Tim.
Have you heard anything about Daniel Talia?
No. Richmond obviously had touched base with him and spoken to him. They went down a different path with Robbie Tarrant, so he's in limbo at the moment, Talia.
His manager, Liam Pickering, is one of the more helpful managers out there in the business. What's he said to you when you've called him?
No, not a lot at the moment. No update, I think, is probably the
What's
best.
What's going on with Pickers? Has he just shut up shop, has he?
Well, I'm not sure he's got much to say, to be honest. And there is the prospect that Daniel Talia just stays in Adelaide, where he's well and truly got life lined up after football. He's got his family there.
Right. Not a fait accompli.
But not play AFL footy, yeah. Not a fait accompli. He continues.
Just on one point. Do you find it interesting that Scarlett didn't want Clark in his back six and overruled potentially the coach?
No, I think they give them pretty much their heads on that.
They give them the license to play the players they want.
I would think Matthew Scarlett would have some non-negotiables if you want to play in his back group.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But the head coach is Chris Scott. Mm-hmm. So you would think if Chris Scott had wanted Jordan Clark in the back six, then he would have said, look, I don't care what you think about this. You've got to make this guy into a player because we actually need what he's got.
I'm sure they said you're not giving up on him, but I don't reckon in the end if Matthew Scarlett says he doesn't fit in right now, I'm not giving up on the boy, but right now he's not at the level we need him, then I reckon that would have been it.
I think if the Freo offer is good enough, he's definitely gone. Because I don't think Steve Hocking coming in, his opinion is that much different either from Matty Scarlett. So I think they're largely in line there with their opinion on Jordan Clark Geelong. Adam Chera, we expect to nominate Carlton, given they provide him, I guess, the easiest, less stressful path out of Fremantle. And importantly, it leaves the Dockers with compensation that most departing players want their clubs to receive. The Blues and West Coast should make light work of a trade for Sam Petrevski-Seaton. Brander also has links to Geelong, we mentioned. Could he be used here in this deal, maybe to Carlton? Hewitt's going to arrive on a four-year deal at the Blues, whose delisted big man Levi Casbolt has drawn some interest from the Brisbane Lions. Now, the Lions are after that big man, a forward ruck, if you like, even Eric Hipwood's going to be sidelined. They need to ease the reliance on Joe Danaher, lighten the load for Oscar McInerney. They've got three they're considering with their money tied up there. They are Casbolt, Mason Cox, and Darcy Ford. Now, the Geelong ruckman is the only one of those three with an existing contract for next year. So Brisbane are in the shop window for a big man. It'll be one of those three. In the coach's box, James Kelly is Steve Hocking's first appointment. Of course, he joins Chris Scott for next year. The Dogs are also, they've got Ash Hansen there who's drawn interest from Geelong as well. The Dogs have already lost Stephen King to the Gold Coast as a senior assistant. So that coaching turnover has been huge and is about to get bigger given the Cats have got more appointments to make and Carlton need to surround Michael Voss as well.
Beautiful, Sammy. As always, worthy of that intro that you got. Steve Silvani's going to be in after 8 if you want to continue to fire some questions in after 8 o'clock.
I know we have to go to the news headlines, but when we come back, I know that you've been sitting around, you've been having breakfast and rubbing shoulders with all sorts of people. There's a couple of big questions I need to ask you when we come back about what you may have picked up as part of not just your breakfast, but other little bits and pieces.
Not sure I'll be able to answer them. Sammy here for Build Exact. Quote exactly. Save time with Build Exact. BuildExact.com.au. News headlines.